Good evening, my friends, and welcome. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. It's Thursday, March 15th, 2007, about 11 a.m. What? It's about 11 p.m., excuse me, here in the Central Time Zone. And, yes, see, I can barely hear you, though, Thomas, so you're just distracting me. So just shut your pie hole, and we'll do the show. I'm messing with Thomas, of course. We have a lot of fun. Little bit of technical difficulties as per usual, but nothing to fear, my friends. It's a good day. It's actually a great day. It has been a wonderful day for me. Not for any particular reason. I just, I feel that we've been able to, deal with some of the spiritual issues that have been plaguing a lot of people these days, and we've all sort of noticed that. I think, at least, I assume you've noticed it. Things are coming down in waves against people, a sort of spiritual oppression, and it is it's affecting all of us in a variety of different ways, but it is affecting us, and I tend to be perceptive to stuff like that. So as a result of that, it kind of affects me in different ways. It doesn't drag me down necessarily. I'm a cheery sort of guy, but at the same time, I just... it's important for me to get past all that. So, I've been working on that, trying to address these issues and bring you the people who can do that. And I thought, Richard last night was great for that. Certainly a little bit of truth in the midst of a whole lot of deception. And we were talking about scriptures, of course, last night. If you missed that show, I'm sure we'll have them back on. And you can probably go to our website and listen to that. But really amazing stuff. And that's really what it all boils down to. When you look at the spiritual walk, it's something that a lot of people would like to try to follow a trail that's simply been there for a while. You look at something like that and you say, well, I'm interested in finding God. Now, of course, my first response to anybody saying that is that God's not lost. Maybe you are. Maybe you need God to find you. But the point is that when people are ready to start pursuing something like that, they inevitably look for the roads already there. It's like trying to drive your way across the country. You look at the signs and you say, well, this one looks pretty good. This looks like a nice highway. You get a good speed limit. The roads are nice and lots of people traveling. There must be the right way to go. And that's kind of where people get sidetracked somewhat. So, as I've said, there's kind of two camps, more or less, of people trying to understand faith and spirituality. You have the people who came out of organized religion and are trying to understand how it can be so simple. And I fit into that category. And then there are the people who maybe didn't really have any sort of spiritual foundation. So the easy stuff, the simple stuff, comes quite easy to them. It's the matter of sort of understanding God and knowing God and, realizing that he's there. It's quite a quandary. And most of us deal with it in some capacity. Anyway, we got some calls... And I love my phone calls with you guys. In fact, tomorrow will probably be just two open lines. I don't know. But at the same time, we got a call from somebody, and they were asking about Native Americans and their spirituality and what I thought about that. I thought, and I'd mentioned this, that there was a guy I knew who had really substantially taken me down a greater road of understanding as far as faith goes. And he'll be joining us this evening. His name is Red Elk. Guy is fantastic. Just a phenomenal guest, top to bottom in every subject. The guy's just, he's spot on. And he's probably one of the few guests who just calls me out on a regular basis. Like, I'll say, what do you think about this? And I'll say, this? And he's like, no, idiot. Actually, it's not quite that bad, but the guy is amazing. And he'll be joining us after this first break. So buckle your seatbelts, my friends. You're in for a treat this evening. Red Elk will be joining us. And, of course, more Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
Attention. This is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad to have you with us here this evening. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. And I'd like to welcome all of you listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at www.republicbroadcasting.org, or perhaps you're listening through our website at www.franklyspeakingradio.com. Regardless, wherever you are, however you're listening, welcome to the show. Now, I'll give you out the phone number. And it's 800-313-9443, but from what I understand, the phones aren't working. So that's kind of a bizarre thing, but if you're listening, you're going to be treated to an amazing interview, because our guest is just, he's something else. He won't say that, but I'll say it for him. There are probably about a handful of people on the face of the earth who have significantly advanced my understanding of faith and spirituality. And my guest this evening is one of those people, and I'm very excited that he's here with us. I believe he's here with us. He is here, Thomas? All right. Let's give it a shot. Ladies and gentlemen, Red Elk, welcome to the show. Thomas? All right. He's working his miracles in the background. At least I presume that's what he's doing. We'll hope that he is. Red Elk, welcome to the show, sir.
Hello, my brother. We aren't on the air, are we?
Yes, we are.
Oh, dear. Can you hold on for about a half a minute at the very most?
Yes, absolutely.
Thanks. Hang on a minute. I got to grab the other phone.
Okay, you go ahead and do that.
Thank you.
Yes, we have had an inordinate number of technical difficulties, obviously, and as a result of that, folks, you know how that goes. So I will say this, that I have noticed that some of the most powerful information is disrupted on a regularity in dealing with trying to make all this stuff happen. And I've talked about this many times. When you look at technology, technology is a fickle, fickle thing. And in order for the show to actually happen, a lot of things have to work. You got to have phone lines, ISDN lines. You got to have codecs, boxes, all sorts of things like that. And as a result of that, it's just a miracle when anything can ever work as far as technology goes. But certainly when we have a guest like our guest this evening of his caliber of information, it's astonishing the kind of roadblocks that our adversaries will throw up against us. But we will soldier on, my friends. And, ladies and gentlemen, Red Elk is with us. Red Elk, welcome back.
Oh, thank you, my brother.
Thank you again for agreeing to do the show this evening. It's, as I mentioned to you when I called, you know, I just felt compelled to have you back on the show.
Oh, hold on. You're dropping right out on me.
Well, yeah, that's just par for the course, I guess. I don't even know what's going on, technically speaking. But
I know you're talking, but I don't know what you're saying.
All right, Thomas, are you on board with this? Are you making this happen? Okay. Red Elk, you just let me know when you can hear me, my friend.
I can make you out now, but it's not very loud.
Okay. Well, we'll keep trying to tweak it as it goes, but you just let us know.
Okay, let's go for it.
All right. We'll do our best to just make it happen somehow.
As
I mentioned, you know, I just felt compelled to have you on the show because you have done huge amounts of work to really open my eyes in spiritual matters, and I know that to you it's probably nothing, but to me it's meant the world because basically I have, you know, I'd come out of organized religion. Organized religion is filled with rituals and ceremonies and middlemen between you and God, and you kind of broke down those barriers for me, my friend, and I'll always be grateful and prayerfully thankful for that.
Oh, thank you for that, too. I hate religion. I literally detest religions and the break-offs of them, the whole thing. Scripture was never meant to be made into a religion. It was just a book for individual people, one-on-one. And the original church, after Big Brother was lifted up, the original church is on fire, and then Lucifer saw that, and a very real person that one is, believe me.
Oh yeah.
And you're still way low. I can barely hear you, but nevertheless, he decided he had some of his men in there in places of authority, and succeeded in doing it. And a lot of people back then didn't know how to read, so they would listen to what the knowledgeable ones they could read and do. And so they quit relying on and following the Creator, you know, on a one-on-one and heart-to-heart, and let a man kind of guide them and screwed everything up.
Yes, man has the inherent ability to screw everything up, and we always tend to do that. So I agree with you. I agree with you, my friend. And I'm so, I feel so empowered and so free to be away from that sort of structure and really just doing that one-on-one communication.
Yeah. Is there any possibility your engineer, whatever you call it, can turn you up even more for me?
Yes, we will. As I said, we're adjusting as we go.
Okay. Thank you. It's pretty bad. I got this press that coming your whack into the middle of my brain.
Well, we're going to keep working on it as the show goes. But before we go any further, can you give us a little bit of your background? Now, I know that there's some information there on your website, and people can go to that, and I would encourage you to do so. www.redelk.org. Everyone should go there. And, of course, you can click through that by hitting my website at franklyspeakingradio.com. But Red Elk, tell us a little bit about your background. Now, you are a medicine man, correct?
Yes, but not the standard type. I'm an inner Hioka, and we do our medicine through purity instead of through tradition. And if tradition is called for, then we'll do that. We'll run out and get the plant needed and prepare it and do all the special songs and ceremony. And you know, it's fun. It's wonderful. It's a great Vanderbilt act. And it works. But no, simply we just talk to Papa and say, what's this all about? This person is sent to me, and there's a reason for all. You want me to help, or all 12 of us will say something like that. And if so, what do you want done? You know, and then we just shut up and listen. We know we're dealing with an actual being that exists and can converse. And then when we get the answer, we check it three times to make sure that it's not the dark one trying to pull some trickery. That's happened.
Yes.
And then we do as told and not an amp step more or less. And oh, you know, there's none of us that they can take credit for it. We didn't do it. We're just a vehicle being used at the moment.
Absolutely, and that's an important thing. You have to be. I think you have to put yourself in a place where you're willing to be used.
Mm-hmm. And you got to keep yourself fairly clean in his sight. Otherwise, he turns his back on you, and he walks away from that vessel and grabs another one on the shelf for you.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Red Elk, one of the things that that has really obviously captivated so many people is your great vision. This is something, I think the last time we spoke on the show, we talked about the DVD that's available. Would you talk a little bit about the backstory there? And we'll probably be running into a break here in a minute or two.
All right. There is a phone number if anybody is interested. I'm not out here to sell, but nevertheless, people want to buy, and I won't give that at this moment. But
okay,
I fasted for 69 days. Now that included juices and vitamins, but the rest of there was nothing else. And in that 69 day period, I started seeing things. Yeah, boy, did I start seeing things! It lasted about an hour. Uh-huh. And the next day, it took off, backing up a little bit of the one before, just a little bit, and then lasted another hour, a little more. And then the third day, it did the same and lasted a couple hours or somewhere around there. And it was nothing I like to remember.
Yeah.
It was all about if we go on the way we're going, what is going to take place. Basically, was showing America. But I got to see a little bit here and there of other places. Earth, Mama. And never been through this before. It's rolled four times in the past. That's all in Scripture, by the way. And this is going to be number five. And the first time, it didn't affect humans. It just was an ecology changing the real primitive dinosaur to the newer dinosaur, that type of stuff. But during the first roll, it separated the waters from the earth. And basically, the earth at that time, before the roll, was swamp and waters. You couldn't really call it land. And afterwards, then the land came up, the mountain upheavals and all that jazz. But it didn't affect man the next two and three
Red
and four.
I'm sorry. Let me interrupt here briefly. Folks, quick break. We'll be back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio and our special guest this evening, Red Elk.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Glad you're here. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Our special guest this evening is Red Elk. Red Elk, welcome back, sir. Are you there, sir?
Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me okay? Red Elk, are you there?
Hello, is anybody there?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
I am, huh? Well, I can't. This thing hasn't improved a bit.
Well, can you hear me now?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me? All right.
My brother, can you hear me? I cannot hear a thing. Well, if you say I'm on the air... Okay.
Red Elk, can you hear me? All right. We'll get it sorted out. Yes, I can't even fathom this level of technical difficulties, but hopefully we will get this all worked out, ladies and gentlemen. It is a tragedy to our guest that this is occurring, although really, as I mentioned, not all that surprising. Hey, Thomas, I don't really need to hear this conversation in my ear, so you can go ahead and... All right, we'll get it sorted out. Well, folks, just an amazing thing to watch all this stuff fall apart like this, but Nevertheless, it is what it is. I apologize sincerely for the technical problems that we are experiencing here this evening, and we will get it hopefully sorted out here as time goes on. But a couple of bits of information. If you go to Red Elk's website, you should be able to read some of the things that he has done and seen in his great vision. And the great vision itself is an important thing for people to know about. Okay, because when we're talking about people and their interactions with the Spirit, communicating with God, you know, God does work in us, and he does work through us, and he does communicate through us. And that's kind of where we're at, is when you know how to listen, you can pick up on these things, you can perceive these things, you can make these things happen. And that's why it is important to understand how this communication happens and to facilitate it. And that's kind of what Red Elk was saying there during the last segment, is about keeping yourself pure in his eyes. And obviously we're all sinners, every one of us, but we have to be as pure as possible in his eyes and to be able to receive whatever it is that he's delivering to us, whatever message he's giving to us. And as a result of that, it is important to understand sort of the path that you're on. And if you're not on any path, you know, you're still you're still on one to a certain extent. It's about your, it's about where you put yourself and how you use yourself in that regard to facilitate a relationship with God. And that's really what's been one of the most amazing things to me about my guest. And hopefully we can get this happening and you guys can hear his story firsthand. Because it is just astounding. And as a result of that, there is much truth to be shared, much truth to be delivered to you guys. And if you cannot hear him, if we, for some reason, can't do this program tonight, well, we'll just have to try again another night, because we'll have to figure this out. Hey, Thomas, I don't need to hear your whole conversation in my ear while I'm trying to talk. Thank you. Go ahead and close your mic. Thank you. Okay. Now we're getting somewhere. Hopefully. So anyway, as I was saying, though, you know, I did come out of Catholicism, and I mentioned the story to you guys. And in the course of that, at one point, I started asking questions that they didn't have answers to. And in the course of asking those questions and discovering that there were no answers, it was just a situation where I just had to keep looking. I had to keep looking elsewhere. And at some point, and I don't know how much detail I've gotten into on the air about this, but at some point I just kind of walked away. I walked away from church. And at the time, I had sort of equated God and church as the same thing. And that was wrong. But I didn't know any better because of where I was coming from and the things that I had been taught and the things I had learned in the middle of all that. In the middle of Catholicism. And like I said, Catholicism was not bad to me. I had good relationships with good people. I never had any bad experience. Yeah, I can hear you, Thomas. I don't want to hear you. All right. Well, we don't need to have this conversation while we're on the air, okay? So let's just end it right now, okay? I don't want to have a conversation with you on the air, okay? It's great, but to the listeners, it's a one-sided conversation. It's like eavesdropping on somebody's phone call. That's not interesting. So we can talk during the break or not at all. But I don't want to talk in this one-sided conversation and you give me a play-by-play while I'm trying to talk. Because regardless, the show has to proceed. So you can throw some music in and we can iron out the technical difficulties, which there's a commercial break. So we'll get it sorted out, I pray. And if not, then we just won't do a show tonight and we'll sort it out at a different time. Folks, stay with us, hopefully, God willing, back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. I hope you're here. I don't even know what's going on. I have never experienced anything like this before. And I will say this, in the course of one of our interviews, I remember we were discussing HAARP as an earthquake machine. And I was I was on the phone with a guest. I think it was Stuart Best at the time. And I was mentioning how well the earthquake machine was working after that massive earthquake, and bam, I ran. We had some static in the earphones, and bam, everything went dead. Now, everything went dead here. I guess in Texas, everything was fine. But here, it was no good. I mean, the phones were out, everything. I had to borrow a cell phone from somebody down the hall, call into the network to talk to Chris, who was the board op at the time, and say, you can put me through, but we're going to have to wrap up the show. Can't do the show on somebody else's cell phone. And I don't have a cell phone. Would never have a cell phone. But anyway, so everything was fine. But you know, this whole area, we lost power for like, I don't know, it was like 45 minutes or something. It was insane. But anyway, if I can refocus my thoughts here, basically here is the deal. So I'm talking to you, and I'm hearing myself through the headphones. I'm also hearing the off-air conversation going on between Thomas and Red Elk as they try to iron out the details, and it's extraordinarily distracting. So I apologize if my thoughts are somewhat all over the place. But then again, if you've listened to me before, I'm usually like that. I'm usually all over the place. I get to where I'm going, but I take the scenic route to get there, as I like to say. But anyway, so I was mentioning about spirituality and sort of what's what the deal is with all that. And spirituality, obviously, an interesting thing, needless to say. It's a very personal thing, but it's something that, you know, you can pick up and learn from other people. You can gain something from their experiences. It's just like anything in life. And if you look at a parent who has a child, you can tell the child, hey, you know, don't go and, you know, play in traffic or something. And then maybe they listen and maybe they don't. Sometimes you got to learn from experience. But you can still have, as I said earlier, like these signposts available to you. And I guess we can give this a shot. Are we ready to go here, Thomas? How's this?
We're ready, and I hear you well.
Oh, wonderful, my friend. I'm so glad for that. And welcome. And again, I am so apologetic for all of these technical difficulties.
No. Lucifer just doesn't like to be exposed, so I get a kick out of this kind of stuff. I really do.
Well, that makes me happy because I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed to call myself a professional broadcaster this evening.
Well, yeah, but you're not the engineer. You had to get Thomas.
Well, Thomas is he is, you know, sort of like the boy with his thumb in the dam. He's actually going to make this whole thing work tonight. So, yes, I'm very grateful. Well, my friend, as we mentioned, you know, there's a severe amount of spiritual oppression that's weighing on people these days. It's certainly been weighing on me. And as I said when I first called you, I felt compelled to talk to you about all this because there are very few people who have made such an impact on my life as you have. And, you know, like I said, you probably wouldn't see it, but for me, it's made an extraordinary amount of difference. I have been able to relax. And I've always been fairly high-strung, Red Elk. So you've made such an amazing impact on my life. And I wanted people to be able to hear you and hear your message because it's so important. And there's nothing that we've ever talked about that you didn't have amazing things to contribute.
Well, thank you. But again, any good comes from me. It's an Ishkenet, the son of God, in me. Mm-hmm. And anything bad comes from me, it's old Red Elk. I guarantee you.
I love it. And I agree, amen, for me as well. Well, let's talk about that, this spiritual oppression. I mean, this is something, you know, when you look at these, at the people who are on the forefront, you know, on the front lines of this battle, the spiritual battle that is being waged all around us nonstop, you know, people take a beating. And I know you do, I know all of us do, but, you know, in regard to that, you keep the faith. You're always strong in faith. And how do you stay strong? How do you keep your spirit up?
Well, it's really quite simple. The Creator is in all things. If you want it from the Bible, God is in all things. And that word all does not negate anything. It is simply all. So there's a reason for all things. So, yeah, you know, I'm going through a period right now where most people pull out what little hair they had left, and not a big deal to me anymore. You know, it's just lay back, relax, and let Papa handle it. And he gives. It's hard to comprehend this, but he gives gifts to everybody, and some of those gifts seem really, really hard. But it's still a gift. It's a gift to kind of say, don't you think you can turn around to me, crawl on my lap and say, Daddy, that hurts. And let me hug you and take care of it. And just relax on my lap. And basically that's what I do. I used to have this spiritual
warfare, you know, what's going on, and blah, 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 and all that jazz, too. And then, whoa, wait a minute, dummy. All is all. Dad's got a reason for this. So at once I really, really came to that conclusion firmly, then everything's a piece of cake. This phone problem, piece of cake, you know.
Yeah.
At everything. At, I got my ups and downs, but... I'm only down because I'm not looking up.
Yeah, well said. You know, and that's exactly the kind of thing that I needed to hear. You know, and I feel that the listeners need to hear that too. It's a weird sort of thing, but you know how it is. You can walk into a room and two people are having a conversation, and you can pick up the feeling in the room between those people. And I feel that from the audience lately, just this heavy amount of oppression. And it was important for me to be able to speak with you about this and a great many different other things. Because, like I said, you know, and I was using the analogy before we got you up here about a parent telling a child, you know, not to do something. Sometimes the child has to learn for themselves. And the parent, of course, would kind of shake their head and say, well, you know, now you know. And that's kind of the analogy that you gave me years and years ago. And you said, listen, you know, God wants us to view him as a loving parent. If you have a child and you tell your child, you know, come here and give me a hug, and that child is scared to approach you, you know, how does that feel as a parent?
Right. That's very, very true. Mm-hmm. There's so much I could share, but many of your people out there listening, they could be atheists, they could be Muslims, they could be Buddhists, they can be Christians, they could be whatever. And, I'm not sure if, the Inner Hayoka, we work through what is called purity. This is the way that the original two humans as we know them, Adam and Eve, walked in purity with the great creator. He made himself become manlike so they could literally walk with him in the garden. And this is that kind of touch. And it doesn't matter about how you call Papa. If you want to, you know, Allah, big deal. He knows his name. If you want to call him Creator, great, he knows his name. If you want to call him her, no big deal. He has no sex anyway. If you're comfortable with it, he knows his name. And if you're an atheist and don't believe, well, believe me, he believes in you. That's why you're here. We're all his daydream.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, big deal. He knows that. I know more I'm serious. I know more atheists that walk in Christ. Christ is love and two feet, two legs. More atheists that love people. And do for others without expecting rewards of any kind.
Yeah.
And therefore, they are, without understanding the word Christian, they are Christian, which means Christ follower, which means following the way of love. And so, you know, it really doesn't matter to Daddy. It really doesn't matter to him. He knows his name. I use the word he. Again, the great creator has no sex, no gender whatsoever. But if you're comfortable with that, then that's okay with him.
Mm-hmm.
And, in truth, you know, the most misunderstood and most highly interpreted book, as far as I've ever been able to locate in the world, is the Bible.
Yes,
and it really seems to that's one reason I detest religions and offshoots of them and stuff like that. It's just literally one on one between you and Papa.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you a story?
Please.
It's a true story. Unfortunately, my printer was down on my computer, so I could not print this letter. And I don't know how to save. I'm a duh on computers. But I had a lady there, and she read it, too. So I got confirmation. This is, you know, if it's needed, I'm sure she could come forward and say, yeah, I read that.
Mm-hmm.
But I was on the Art Bell show once, and I mentioned, you know, go to Papa and in your mind, make him like he's real, you know, because, again, God is in all things, and he says thoughts are real. So you can think of this great being and go to him as if, you know, a little boy or a little girl and crawl in his lap. See yourself doing this, and don't be afraid to call him Papa. You know, after all, he's Big Daddy in the sky type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, I was explaining this, and I said, I told people, don't believe a word I say, and I say this to you all now. Don't believe in anything I'm telling you. Test me. Find out if I'm lying to you or telling you the truth. But I told him, you know, don't be ashamed to call him Papa. Go and crawl in his lap and say, you want to wrestle, you know, and stuff. Dad just loves that. He's waiting for you to reach out. He's not going to grab your arm and yank you in and scare the daylights out of you just because he wants to wrap his arms around you. No, he wants you to come in and talk with him, chat with him, you know, give him a hug, a kiss. And I was explaining this. Well, the night after the show, the day after the night after the show, I got this email. A man, I think he was 47, I think he said, evidently either a bachelor or not married or whatnot, and had his own apartment, no children, Christian fellow, and he was listening to that show that night. And he said, right out, I listened to you, and I decided, well, I'm going to test this red out guy. So he says, it's not on. I told him to get on your knees. There's a reason for that versus standing and praying or laying down.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he says, it's not unusual for me to get on my knees to pray. I've done that. So I was comfortable that way. And he said, I prayed my normal prayers. And when I was done, I said, Father, I'm going to test this man right out. Please forgive me if I'm offending you in any way. I'm testing this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he said three times I talked with, not to, Papa. And this time under the understanding that Papa was really listening, you know. And anyway, he said three times I called him Papa, and he said all three times I really felt bad, you know, heart down into his stomach type thing. But he says, I got done, and then I apologized to him and asked him, please don't be offended. I'm just testing this guy. And then he said, I went to bed. Sometime during the night, I had a dream that Jesus came to the bedroom door with a big red ball in one arm and a bunch of toys in the other. And woke me up, and he says, it was like I was 4 or 5 years old, and we ran all through the apartment playing, quote, unquote, tickle me and hide and seek, and we played with the ball and we played with the toys. And he said, when I woke up, I was so refreshed, and I had an actual big grin on my face. I've never had a dream like that in my life. And he said, I laid there thinking about what a wonderful experience. And I threw the blankets off. I'm trying to quote the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I threw the blankets off to get up and out of bed, and I spun around and put my feet on the floor, and there before me was a red ball and all the toys.
Wow.
He said, I fell back, and I bawled like a baby for an hour. Thank you, Edo.
That's amazing.
Maybe to you.
Well, definitely to me. But, you know, that's the kind of thing that I was struggling with for a long time, because I had come out of that organized religion, and I never knew God like that. I knew him as, you know, some scary guy who, you know, could smite me or smote me at any given moment.
Yeah, setting up in a big golden throne.
Sure,
pointing down electricity.
Absolutely, throwing lightning bolts and destroying people. And
yeah. And destroying people, you know, the Tsunami, 9/11, things like that. Yes, people were destroyed, but they're all safe, every single one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And he, again, God is in all things.
Mm-hmm.
The Tsunami, all those lives literally come to sacrifice their life in this way, to inform the people of Earth that you think that's bad, that's just little shorelines in a certain little area. This is a foretelling of what's going to come on if you don't change your ways. You think that building, those buildings coming down on those people was bad? That shows you you're going to go to war with terrorists. This is just a little minor warning if you don't change your way. You know, that type of stuff. These earthquakes, the same thing.
You know, and that's one of the things that people have had a really hard time to swallow, Red Elk, and we'll pick it up after the break, but just to finish the thought, a lot of people have had a hard time rationalizing that God's will is for bad things to happen on occasion. But if you really believe that all things are of His design and His will, and I think if you believe in an all-powerful, all-knowing, all-seeing God, you kind of have to, then you realize that there's something more, that just because we don't understand doesn't mean it's not real. Stay with us, folks. Back in three.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase. WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio, and here we are at the tail end of our first hour already. Our special guest this evening is Red Elk. His website is redelk.org, and you can link up to that through our website as well. And Red Elk, welcome back, sir.
Yeah, thank you, my brother.
Thank you.
Having a chat with your technician.
Oh, okay.
Having a good time.
Oh, wonderful. Well, you know, when we left off, we were talking about people accepting that, you know, bad things sometimes happen by God's will, and I think that...
Whoa. It's only bad.
To us.
You look at it as bad. Mm-hmm. There is no bad. Even Lucifer is good.
Mm-hmm.
Without him, we wouldn't have free will and choice.
Mm.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So there is no bad. Even, you know, your child being murdered or raped and tortured and killed, that's pretty rough. But there's a reason for it. I've seen people that were Christians deny God when they go to a funeral of one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And people in the same funeral accept God because there's got to be a God for a child like that. And the others are saying, there can't be a God that'll do that. And here's they've been praying to him and giving tithe and churching all along, and now they just, you know, it really separates the tares from the wheat, really.
Mm. Well, and that's, yeah, I mean, that makes sense. But your great vision was horrific, and like you said, it's not something you wanted to remember.
Darn it, that twit, he keeps killing me again and again and again.
Really?
When I was getting ready to do the documentary or whatever you call it, the DVD thing.
Yes.
In just a few split seconds, he showed the whole thing to me over again, and I told him, cut the camera. I got up, they're bawling. I went out and chewed him out, well, don't do that to me, you know, and I spent him outside, just shook up. But he does it. He doesn't want me to forget. By the way, if anybody has a pencil or a pen, and if you're interested in this, don't buy it if you don't. You know, it's no big deal. Not to me. 1-888-999-1985. I'll give that again in a moment or so. But, it explains, well, we tape for 11 and a half hours.
I know.
You got it down to about an hour and 40 minutes. So there's a lot out of there that just, you know, didn't get on it in editing. But, and it's all changeable. That's it. I'm not talking gloom and doom.
Mm-hmm.
It's all changeable. If we can just get right as a mass, earth mass of man with Papa, and we're the Ninevites. And this earth is not Nineveh. And he was going to destroy Nineveh in the Old Testament in 3 days. Well, they repented, which means turned away from sin, turned away from disobedience to God. And so he didn't destroy them.
Mm-hmm.
But in the 3 days. But he did down the line when they went back to their old ways, or their children did. He took care of it. And we are, that was an event, like the tsunami, like 9/11. An event telling a future event, the big one.
Mm-hmm.
And we can change it. This is not doom and gloom.
Yes. Well, that's an important point.
You know, all the wars in the Old Testament and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Dad says you can go in there and kill the men, the women, the children, the horses, everything.
Hey, Red Elk, I'm sorry. Let me interrupt here briefly for a short station identification. Folks, we're back in 1 minute.